This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this 27th of April. Spectacular day down here. A little Chamber of Commerce Saturday. No baseball across the street. They're up in Chicago on the south side and got it taken to them last night by the White Sox. But we've got a great second hour. We're going to talk some high school sports right now. We'll dive into a conversation with Bob Putnam from Primetime Preps, our new partner of covering sports in 24-25, all sports, boys, girls, every sport that's in the high school world. We'll be covering it in depth and bringing teams down like we did today with the Hollins baseball team. And then we're going to close the show out with a little entertainment. On the 9th of May, out back, we're going to have a little Universal Wrestling Federation, and we'll have one of the wrestlers and the promoter, and we also have micro wrestling on the 15th of May down here, and that's a Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, like I like to call it, our entertainment center. Tonight we got a great concert. It's a Kenny Chesney tribute band, and it's Pirate Flag, and that's at 5. There's still tickets available. Come on down. It's only $10, and it's a great show. I've seen Pirate Flag down at Sandy Novations on the beach across from me several times, and if you like that kind of music, these guys are superb. Now let's talk to Bob Putnam. Of course, he is the man to plan. He was with the Tampa Bay Times for 3 decades covering high school sports, and then he launched Primetime Preps, who's become the preeminent go-to in the world of high school statistics and recognizing players of the week, and just a blessing to have him in our world, and we'll cross-promote our two worlds. We're going to be launching a show in June called Varsity Voices with Brad Richardson, who's in the house as well. And Bob, how are you, my man? First of all, lots of prayers out there for your mother, and we're thinking of you, and looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about right now. Of course, the seedings are already out, and it's an exciting time in the world of girls softball and boys baseball. And as you said, we got track and field state championships right around the corner, districts. A lot going on right now.
Yeah, there's a ton. The districts, you know, start next week. Baseball, softball, flag football is going on to the region final. Track is going on to, they had a few district meets this week. We'll go on to regionals after that. And lacrosse is going into the region semifinals now too. So really busy time. And then of course you got the draft this week with a couple of locals being selected as well.
Who are the kids that got drafted?
So in the 8th overall selection, the Falcons took Mike Penix from Washington, who was the Heisman runner up, led him to the national title game. And in the second round, 36th overall, the Commanders took Jerzon Newton, also goes by Johnny Newton, from Clearwater Central Catholic. And then most likely today, at some point, in round 4 or 5, TJ Tampa was cornerback at Iowa State and played at Lakewood, could go as well. Interesting fact about all three. They all played basketball as well, so you can be a two-sport star and still, do well in football and do big things. So you don't have to specialize. You can play multiple sports.
Well, at Iowa State, Anthony Johnson, who got picked up by the Green Bay Packers, his dad, of course, Sean Davis, over there at Northeast High School, they were teammates at Iowa State. So that's pretty cool. Two youngsters from this region, both going to be in the league. And Michael Penix, nobody saw that coming, getting drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, especially Kirk Cousins. And the fact that it's a close commute, I guess, for his family, just about 7 hours up the road to Atlanta. So bravo for that young man. He persevered a lot, his trials and tribulations with injuries at Indiana, and then an incredible career as he went to, of course, the Washington Huskies. So as you look at the girls and the boys, any storyline that comes out of the and from a softball and baseball perspective, any storylines that really come to the top for you?
Yeah, in softball, Bloomingdale did finish the regular season undefeated. It was a pretty difficult schedule. Rallied a couple times to beat Parrish down in the Bradenton area. They were the defending state champion. I believe it was in 5A. Have a really solid team. It's going to be a tough region, though, because the region also includes Eastlake and Wiregrass Ranch, which all three teams, I think, have a combined of like 3 or 4 losses total. So it'll be a real tough region once you get to the playoffs. Baseball-wise, I think the big story is Northeast. They won the PCAC title. And beat Eastlake for the title earlier this week, and they've got some solid wins. They've also beaten Dunedin, took Calvary to extra innings. They've got a real good pitching staff, timely hitting too. So they're a team to watch out for as well.
All right, my friend. Well, these young men have been here since the start of the show. That was an hour ago. We got a couple of Hollins Royals sitting here in front of us. We're going to have a conversation, Brad Richardson, and he's going to help us through this. But I look forward to meeting you this week again. Thoughts and prayers with your mom. And we're looking forward to our relationship. PrimetimePreps.com, folks. Go out there. There's no other site that provides you as much information. On an average, gets 1 million views a month. It's an amazing site, and now we're melding the two companies, and we're going to utilize our radio broadcasting platforms and our social media to make it even bigger than it is right now. So I'm looking forward to it, Bob.
All right. Thanks so much. Look forward to it as well.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
And so now, without further delay, and of course, that's brought to you by Body Armor, Prep Connection, and everything we do, Coca-Cola, as well as Sea Dogs Brew and Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here, 19th and 13th and Central. And now, Brad Richardson, why don't you introduce these young men? I thought you brought the part of the basketball team down.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah, I thought we definitely. Yeah, I mean, just everyone's always taller than me, Mike. But yeah, bottom line, yeah, we have them down here. So without further ado, let's welcome the Hollins Royals baseball team under head coach Mr. Ryan Valdez. Guys, thank you for being down here today. Before we really start this off, let's introduce you guys and all. Starting on the end here, tell me your name, what year you are, and what positions you play on the field.
My name is Atticus Hofstetler. I am. I'm a first baseman. I'm a catcher, but I've kind of been hurt, so I've been playing a lot of first, and I'm a senior at Hollins.
Absolutely. What about you, man?
I'm Josh Castellani. I'm a senior, and I'm a shortstop.
Awesome, awesome. So, guys, first of all, districts. It starts Monday. Everything is reset. Every team has a 0-0 record. Everything's on the line now. It all's on the line. So tell me, thoughts, what's going on at the districts? What's on your guys' mind in terms of, you know, like the I think I'll relate to this. Think about the Archie Eversole song for just a second. Is it always in your mind? We ready? We ready? Are they ready? Come on, tell me. Go ahead, start with this, Atticus.
All right. So for districts, we've had a pretty good season, and we've kind of gotten on a roll this past few weeks.
That's the right time of the year, kind of like you guys did several years ago.
For sure. And so we're feeling pretty good, but because we kind of got to a slow start, we have 3 games instead of 2 in our district. So what we're really hoping for is that first game against the lower seed that we can take care of business early so we can save a lot of pitching for the rest of the week, because that's where it gets dangerous. With 3 games a week, not a lot of high school teams have the pitching staff to go all 3 games. So we're hoping we can get out of there, take care of business, and only a few innings, and then move on to bigger and better things the rest of the week. But we're really focusing on that first game, because you can't win 2 without 1, right?
What about you, Josh? I mean, obviously Monday, got to keep your mind in the game and all that. How have you been mentally preparing for Monday?
I mean, we've prepared a lot over the last couple weeks now in practice. I mean, we take it very seriously at practice, and you know, we look at what we're facing at Clearwater, and we kind of set the machines to what we're facing, and just stuff like that. And we really work on little things in our defense and offense and everything. So we want to be as prepared as we can for the game.
Absolutely. So, you know, want to touch on something. Obviously, under Josh, you were, of course, under the head tutelage of Ralph Rogers and all. Quick shout out to him. But I also want to give just real quick shout out to one of your other coaches, Dr. Jeffrey Pincus, who set this up. I've known him for 15 years, Jeff. If you're listening, thank you so much. Now, new coach this year. Coach Ryan Valdez, you know, this guy, you know, he is a Tampa Bay graduate of Alonzo High School and all. He comes in, he's now the new head guy and all that. So what has he brought to the table to get you guys better, to keep you guys competitive all, especially with him being a local guy? What all has he brought, Atticus?
So he's definitely brought intensity and like just awesome vibes to every practice, every game ever since fall. I mean, even in fall, a lot of coaches, you know, they take it a little easier because fall games don't count, you know. But he had a perfect balance of, you know, letting everybody play, but also really bringing intensity from the beginning. We wanted to win every single fall game no matter what, because we know this is the competition we're going to be facing in spring. I kind of knew him before. He was a travel ball coach at where I played travel ball, and he's just been an awesome high school coach for us.
Awesome. What about you, Josh?
Yeah, kind of what Atticus said. He really brings the intensity, which is a really big part of it. He's really competitive, which it really helps all of us. We all get pretty competitive, too, even at practice, and it really translates to the game.
Yeah. I mean, he's very vocal at third base. I was watching some fall games and all during when they were at Seminole, and very, very vocal, very loud guy, but very into the game and all. So now, obviously, you know, you guys did say you had a slow start, but there's one game I want to focus on that I think you all know what I'm talking about, and that, of course, is when you faced off against Calvary Christian. Now, when you went in to face these guys, obviously, they did have a loss to Seminole. When you guys went into the game, how did you guys stay focused? You know, let's start with pregame. You know, how did you guys go into that game to be mentally prepared?
Well, before every game, we, you know, a lot of teams show up at that 5:45, about an hour and 15 minutes before the game. But we were there at 3:30, taking our stretching, and then we hit batting practice off the machine. And like Josh said, we set machines up. So, like, we knew that night we were going to face a righty that was an overhand slot fastball curveball guy. So what we did was we set our machine up on three chairs on the right side to make it taller, overhand slot, and then our first round was fastballs
really?
Away. We did fastballs
very creative.
Away. Yeah. Fastballs away, 12-6 curveballs the next round, and then working up the middle. So we were preparing for a lot longer than a lot of other teams in the county, because we know what we're going to face, and that's kind of what paved the way for our success.
Yeah, and Josh, by the way, they were on your turf this time. So, I mean, it wasn't that like last year you went to Calvary. They were on your turf. I mean, that definitely, Josh, that had to be an advantage for sure, right?
For sure. I mean, it's a lot different turf in the infield that we have. I mean, little things like that, it's important. It's hard to get used to. But, yeah, I mean, we had the home field advantage, so.
All right. Now, Josh, I'm going to ask you this. So, you guys struggled in that game, but you came around in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tell me just a little bit, how did you guys get back into that game? What really did go on?
So, the last inning, we struggled a little bit. We were down. I think we made a couple mistakes to be down, and we really focused that game. In that inning especially, we had a pinch hitter. We brought in the pinch hitter in the ninth or the seventh inning, and he did his job. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. And then I came up. I really focused that bat. It's something you have to focus for. I mean, it's a big situation. Worked the walk, and then we ended up moving the runner over, and they made a mistake. We got him on base, too. Bases loaded, no outs. I mean, we really did our job there. So it's hard to focus, but you have to do it. And I think we did really well on that part.
And just real quick, what was that feeling like?
Oh, I mean, it was awesome. Obviously, walk-offs are cool no matter who you play, but especially a team like Calvary, who's known for being really good. It's a big win.
Awesome. Now, just real quick, me and Mike have talked about this in the past. I've always had a lot of respect for athletes who are dual sport athletes. I know with baseball being played year round, you can either just focus on that or other stuff. Any of you guys here dual sport athletes?
Yeah, we both actually played basketball this year.
Really?
No, well, I wasn't too far off, was I?
No, you weren't.
What position are you playing basketball?
We're both big men.
Oh, yeah?
Both
yeah. Appropriate, yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, Atticus, how tall are you, by the way? Just for everyone listening.
I'm 6 foot three.
6'3"?
What about? 6'4".
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, like I said, that's always been a respect of mine, especially, you know, after football's done in the fall, a lot of kids will do track or even wrestling just to keep up with things. So now, both of you being seniors this year and all, real quick, Atticus, you going to college?
Yes, sir. I'm going to play baseball at Michigan State University.
Awesome.
Spartans? And,
yes, sir.
Wow.
And I got a guy I'll line you up with. He just he left my world. He was he broadcast there, but he's about 24 years old. I have to introduce him to Big O, Oscar Garner III, Michigan State grad, business school grad, and he'll show you the ropes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll make sure, and you meet his brother too. Yeah.
All right, Josh. What about you? Where are you going to be going?
I'm going to play baseball at Clemson University.
Awesome. So just real quick, guys. You know, just real quick, Atticus. What was the draw to Michigan State for you?
Well, I mean, definitely. So I was talking to him for the majority part of this spring season, and we went up there, and it was awesome. We went, talked to the coach, really identified with them. They were both the coaches were strong Christians, which our family is, and it really meant a lot to us that they would instill the values in me that we really wanted to bring up. And so we really liked everything about it, and when they offered, we knew that was the right place to go. So, like their baseball program and everything. So,
well, it's steeped rich in tradition, all their athletics up there. However, I have a question. I'm from Iowa,
mm-hmm.
And have you ever wore parkas? You know what a parka is?
Yes, sir. I'm not looking forward to the cold by any means.
You got any long pants?
Not really. Like I've been in the snow once, and it was for I was in
you
Denver
get your
for a
young
wedding.
Carcass used to being. I mean, there's times up there that you will probably be in 1 or 2 feet of snow, and yeah. That's not an exaggeration.
I'm not looking forward to the weather, but when you got a chance to play college baseball, you don't pass up.
Bravo, Big Ten.
Pass it up. What about you, Josh? Come on, what drew you to Clemson?
Like you said, the coaches were great. They really, I really felt like I was wanted there. I feel like that's the place that I wanted to be at. And the school is amazing. The campus is beautiful. And I think that really pushed me over the edge to go to Clemson.
Absolutely. So,
and right. ACC baseball is nothing to change that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, something, you can't exactly down it there. All right. So, guys, you know, we already talked about pregame. Obviously, we talked about, you know, different celebrations you guys have after a big win. So, let's go back to the Calvary game or even another game when you guys are down. Let's just say whatever inning, you know, guys are trailing by two. Who's the one person in that dugout who really gets everyone hyped up just to say, hey, guys, this game ain't done yet. Come on. It's time to get those runs on board. Who's the guy? Let's think about this for a minute, both of you. Who's the guy that hypes everybody up? Is it coach or is it going to be another player in there?
I mean, I think it's the whole team. Like, we got – when I tell you we got a really solid team, like, attitude-wise, we may – I mean, on paper, when you look at our team – we may not be the ones that shine out, but when I tell you every single guy is locked in for every single pitch of every single at bat, I mean, the guy, like Josh said, in that Calvary game, we had a pinch hitter, the leadoff guy. And this is a guy that he came in and after the last game, I don't remember what he did, but he didn't start that game. And he came in and just laced the base hit that first at bat, and to be locked in that entire game so much so that you can come into the last inning where we need
you
the
brutal.
Most.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It is. But he came in and he was like, let's do this, man, and just lace the line.
Let's do that, and he did it.
And he did it. And without that start, if he gets an out there, it's hard to start an inning with a leadoff out. So the
mentally
fact,
too.
For sure. And the fact that he came up. So to answer your question, there's not one guy that really hypes everybody up. It's the entire team.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so both of you guys have social media, take it, right? Instagram, Facebook.
What kind Snapchat. Of question is that?
Well, hang on.
2024.
Hey, I know. Just want to make sure. You know, a couple football
Maybe
players we talked to.
Maybe my old ass you asked that, but not his.
They don't have social media. All right, so Josh, we're going to start with you. So if you had to take one moment that you had at the plate or even on the field this season and all, what video would be on, let's just say, Twitter that you'd want everybody to see, fans, family? What's the one moment as of right now
Are
that
you
would say
to Michigan
is yours?
State?
Well, I'm talking about during the season here, yeah. During the regular season.
Yeah. Obviously, I would like to pick one of my home runs, but I will say this is probably something people don't want to see on social media,
uh-oh,
but I would
uh-oh.
Say Careful. It was one of my best at-bats all year, and it was the Calvary at-bat. And I think I got down 0-2, obviously it's a big inning. We're down, we're chasing two, bottom seventh, and I ended up working a walk. So, I mean, obviously people would want to see hits and stuff like that, but I think that was the big one.
Well, that's a hit when your team's in, yeah. You need somebody on base.
That's right.
Exactly. Atticus, what about you?
So, like I said, I've been struggling kind of with my knee as an injury. So, in the beginning of the season, I caught still, and we actually made the decision to stop kind of catching this year. So, I've been playing a lot of first. But that game, I was catching, and I threw down and hyperextended my knee, and it really hurt. And I got pulled out of the game behind the plate. And but I led off the next inning, and I told my coach, hey, I'm hitting. Like, I'm hitting this game. You can't pull me out of the lineup. And I ended up lacing a double in the right center gap, and I had to stay at first because I couldn't run. And I think that would be a really cool moment to, like, a Kirk Gibson type.
I was
thing.
Just going to say, Kirk Gibson, yeah. Detroit Tigers, and he also the L.A. Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you can see me hit it and then just limp to first. So I think that would be the video that
bravo.
I would
put.
Awesome, bravo.
And way to go back in time for a little history there, too. Remind that of your friends that you make from Michigan that are Tiger fans. They loved him when he was there. Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to start. And then, of course, that happened with the Dodgers.
All right, Mike, do you want to start with your round, your questionnaire for these guys?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you said people look at you on paper and they may not think highly of it, we got two guys right here in front of us. They're going D1. You're going to Clemson Tigers and Michigan State Spartans. I mean, that's a solid lineup, gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. That's just the start. And then, of course, you came through the transfer portal from that's what I call it, the high school transfer portal from Lakewood, where you got your start. Big question, especially since you're going so far away. Got a girlfriend?
No, I do not. I think
it's smart man. How about you, young man?
What about you, Josh?
I do.
Well, you're going to Clemson's right up the road. You'll be okay. Yeah, but obviously, neither one of you, regardless, have let us lose your focus. Let's do a shout-out to the family. Who do you want to shout-out there?
Mom and Dad.
What are their names?
Joe and Dee Dee Huffstetler.
Nice young Christian man you have here, folks. I can tell right now I'm very composed. Any siblings?
No, I'm the only one.
You're the baby.
Yes.
What do they think about you going all the way to East Lansing, man?
Well, they're looking at the spring schedule now to figure out which games they can come and watch me.
Well, I follow Big Ten baseball a lot because my Iowa Hawkeyes have a decent team. Indiana, and as well. There's some solid baseball
for sure. Like Purdue and Purdue's a solid team this year. Even like Rutgers is a very solid team this year. So I'm looking forward to playing. Having my next 4 years
just get used to a lot of indoor facility practice.
For sure. That's
playing a lot of pepper inside of a gym or somewhere, dude.
For sure.
Rays fan?
Oh, big time.
Well,
good answer. Good answer.
All right, young man. You already answered the girlfriend. What's her name? You better do a shout out.
Maddie.
All right, Maddie. He's a nice young man. Hey, parents?
Yeah, Jim and Danielle Castellani.
Any siblings?
I do not.
Both of you.
Both of the babies out here.
Both
wow.
Mama's boys, the youngest in the family, the oldest in the family, all wrapped up in one. You can tell them they can listen to this on RadioSaintPete.com, and you gave plenty of Rays fan?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I thought that was almost a hesitation there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not too big into Major League Baseball.
You got to focus on high school, and you're going to go play for the Clemson Tigers. That's what you focus on right now, right?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Football or hockey? What would be more preferred?
Probably football.
Okay, favorite team. I'm going to just cue in here, Mike.
Yeah, definitely the Bucks.
Okay, good answer. All right, still Tampa Bay right over here, Mike.
Well, I don't know about Tampa Bay right now, the way we're playing.
Yeah, hey, let's stay positive.
How about you, young man?
Definitely football, and I got to say the Minnesota Vikings are my team.
What the hell?
So when my dad was growing up,
okay,
my family line
I like. Okay.
For sure. So my dad and my uncle... grew up in Oklahoma City, and there isn't a football team around there.
From Iowa. I know this story.
And my uncle chose the Dallas Cowboys. And when my dad and uncle were growing up, the Dallas Cowboys rival was the Minnesota Vikings. And so my dad just hated, you know, wanted to go against my brother and everything.
Typical.
So he chose the Minnesota Vikings. So that was that's been our team.
Some advice when you go to Michigan State next year. Mm-hmm. don't really get on that Viking bandwagon too much, because they can be brutal in Detroit, and they're Lion fanatics these days.
I'm down. I like the Lions, man. I thought that was an underdog season they had last year, beating the Chiefs the first game of the season. That was awesome.
And I tell you, you're a smart kid. Bandwagon ride as long as you can. You're going to Michigan State. Get on that Lions. Tell your pops, I'm sorry. Those are the old days. I'm a Lions fan now. And you're going to Clemson Tigers, and gorgeous campus.
As you said,
you'll have the time of your life. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you taking time to come down. You guys' futures are very, very bright. I remember you coming down with Coach Rogers. I love that cat, and look forward to following your careers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. And believe it or not, we're going to talk a little wrestling. We're going to talk a little pro wrestling here. We've got the founder, and we've got Madman Mac. He'll be down here as well. We got a concert tonight, Mac, right? We got, of course, we've got our friends at Pirate Flag, and that starts at 5 o'clock down here. The place will be jam-packed at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Entertainment Center down here at 13th and Central. We'll be right back.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Hippie Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint. The far out and peace spreading Hippie Shack at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water in St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub. Yeah.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Our last segment today is going to be an interesting one. Of course, we're down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Mark and I call it now the Entertainment Center. As like tonight, we have a concert at about 5 o'clock. Madman Max in the house, our resident DJ for 28 years. This is brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery. Of course, Chris Lewis and the gang over at Michelob Ultra and Great Bay. And they sponsor all of our golf. You can listen to our On the Tee Florida right down here at Ferg's on Thursdays from 5 to 7. On Monday nights, we're down at Sea Dogs Brewery with Big Monday. That's our other show, and that show has really gotten wheels. And get a chance, come on down Monday night to Sea Dogs on the Intercoastal down on Treasure Island, where we have a blast each and every Monday. And then, of course, we'll be launching Varsity Voices soon, and that will be on our streaming channel, FloridaSportsStreams.com, on the Radio RadioSt.Pete.com platform. Now let's make a conversion. We go from covering a little high school sports to a little professional wrestling. And it'll be Thursday, May 9th, down here at Ferg's looking forward to it. I've got Hurricane Heather in the house and the founder of this.
Well, listen. You don't introduce me. I take care of myself on this because
my
nobody,
man.
Especially
some
like guy
that.
Who, honest to God, is older than most geriatrics are. I don't even know if there's an age group for you.
But
is it dust?
I'm still moving and grooving, bro.
I mean, you're sitting back there, you're propping yourself up, but it's okay. At some point or another in your life, you were probably somebody important.
The funniest thing, Johnny Walker, is that he didn't introduce you yet, so really it just sounds like you just got introduced as Hurricane Heather, so you might want to soften your voice a little.
Thank you, dear.
How many times have I told you? You don't speak for me either. You understand me?
Trust me, I want nothing to do with you.
Pay attention closely, especially you. I know you're getting old. You're a little deaf, and this guy down at the end is not saying a word because he's scared to death. Listen to me. My name is the magnificent Johnny Walker. And I am the very best there is in the entire world.
And if you don't believe it, he'll tell you again.
No, I know. I didn't expect a short response out of your big mouth. I expected it to be lengthy.
Well, I kept it short and sweet because I know your memory ain't that long.
I got that ADD, age deficit disorder.
All right, Johnny, we're here to talk about that we have Universal Uprising coming to downtown St. Pete. We're not here to talk just about you.
Wait, this thing's in St. Pete?
It's in St. Pete, where we are right now, buddy.
Good Lord, I was hoping it was in Tampa, and even that wasn't a pleasure.
Well, I mean, get your ass out of here anytime you want.
I mean, listen, if Tampa's the armpit of Florida, then what does that make St. Pete?
Heaven.
It's like a pimple on the armpit or something? I don't know.
Well, Mike, I got to say, if people are coming down on May 9th to see us for Universal Uprising, you will get to see Johnny Walker, which is thrilling in itself, but we also have...
Is he the villain? Because I'll make sure I get a contingency to boo his ass all night long.
Here's the problem with that. He loves the boos. The more you boo, the bigger his head gets.
I'm not here for you to like me. I don't like you.
Well, if you got to know me, you really wouldn't like me.
I've known you for 5 seconds. I already hate you.
All right. Continue.
So we are going to have a full roster.
Probably laugh
of,
this whole segment.
You probably will. Full roster of live professional wrestlers who are coming out to St. Pete. We run a wrestling company down in the Manatee County area, and we have now broken into Pinellas County. So watch out, Pinellas.
Have you guys ever been up here before?
We have not done any of our shows up in Pinellas County before.
I had some wrestlers down.
It was last year we were on your radio.
You were here.
Correct. It was myself. We also had Joey Osborne.
I haven't forgotten everything. See, explain to him. I got some gray matter left. Yeah, I knew I had seen you last year. Remember when they were down here last year?
Oh yeah, Mike.
They were kind enough to bring the belts. You don't even have a belt with you. You don't even have a belt with you.
That is because Johnny Walker is not currently our champion.
Right.
I think last year he was our champion at this time. He is not right now, so he is not allowed to be bringing that out.
No wonder he's talking so much smack.
I'm always the champion. I don't know what you're talking about.
However, our champion, Hardcore Horvath, will be present on May 9th with that belt and all 17 or 18 of his abs in presence.
What's his name?
Hurricane. Not Hurricane.
You're Hurricane.
I mean, I just get so flustered when around all the abs. It is Hardcore Horvath. He will be present.
Hardcore. I'm sure you're a big fan of Hardcores, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Number
not
one.
Not just cats. Hardcore's my man.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of hardcore, we are going to be having a massive hardcore match as our main event.
Is he going to be taking on hardcore?
I'm not wrestling this show. She's not paying me.
What the hell do we have you on then?
Because I am going to make a special appearance. I am the most important person.
You are special. There's no doubt about that.
At least I need to show up and say a couple things to these ingrate fans that are going to show up.
People love when Johnny Walker shows up just for the fact for them to insult him. If nothing else, he doesn't even to get in the ring. Our fans come out in droves just to see Johnny Walker to boo him.
Listen,
so
every single one of these fans come out and they think they can say something that's going to insult me. And the problem is they all end up going home feeling like they just got spanked by their father. Because you start running your mouth to me and I'm going to run my hands back on you. It's going to be a bad situation all day. So I challenge any fan in this armpit of an area to come on down to Ferg's on May 9th. Try to talk a little smack to me. We're going to see how well that works out for
you. And this is why Johnny Walker is not in charge of UCW marketing. We're not just looking for fans who want to come out and slap you. We're looking for anybody who wants to come out and have an awesome
time. There'll be a lot of fans.
I'm not quite sure fan would be the word at that point.
Yeah.
But we're looking for anybody to come out because, to be perfectly honest, guys, professional wrestling, it's not dead. It's not what your parents used to watch. It is not dead. You need to come out and see this amazing night of entertainment. There is laughs. There's storytelling. There's highs, lows, heroes, villains. And it's an amazing time for all ages. It's not just 21 plus.
Let's do a little serious examination of how it got started and the history. Because, you know, it's like right now what The Rock's done with you got UFL. There's so many different opportunities for people to wrestle. Is this like an opportunity to get to the next level?
Yes.
Is that what these guys are aspiring to do?
Yeah, so basically every single one of the wrestlers that set foot in our ring are trained professionals. They're not just some schmo who said, hey, I want to throw on some spandex.
They just came out of the police station.
Exactly. There are promotions that take whoever wants to throw on some spandex and come in the ring. We are not one of them. They have to be professionally trained, gone to school for this.
Ben, did you hear that? Keep your spandex at home.
I can't just hop in.
You can hop in, but you're not on my insurance. That's
yeah. I'll tell you what. You come down on May 9th, I'll give you a little bit of a lesson.
Oh, yeah.
You bring your spandex, I'll give you a little bit of a lesson, all right?
I'll buy the spandex. I'm going to have sports
connection. This is going to become not a family show at this rate.
Yeah. I did a little disclaimer before we had this. There's a reason why it's the last segment.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I didn't have to warn Johnny to watch
it. Because you're saving the best for last.
Yeah, exactly, Johnny. Yeah, whatever you want me to say to you, pal.
But to your point,
man, he's already figuring this out.
I always love to say that we're kind of like that relationship that you get into and then they move on to get their married. Like we lost last year three
of our.
Or in
my case, divorced.
There you go. We lost three of our top female wrestlers last year to
WOW
Women of Wrestling, and they're now on TV traveling the globe, putting that on.
Bravo.
We have several wrestlers that have been signed moving up. I wouldn't like to say we're the last stop, but we are definitely a professional promotion that puts on such a good show that scouts are looking.
Well, like in baseball, AAA, go to the majors. You guys, AAA, get a chance to go to the bigs.
How do you feel about being called AAA, Johnny Walker?
You really want to ask me that?
I stand on top
of the pyramid. I'm the very top of this pyramid. I've been doing this for 30 years, old man. I was doing this after your second divorce, probably, because you're that old, okay?
Probably pretty close.
I'm not dumb. I know this stuff.
You've got your bio on me.
For 30 years, I've been a professional wrestler. I've worked all over the world. I've worked in Japan. I've worked down South America. I've worked in Europe.
They didn't
I've
keep
done
you.
I've been everywhere. I've done everything, and I've worked for everybody. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm with this company for one reason and one reason only. The guys that wrestle and work in this company are the very best in the world. They're the guys that you've never seen before, but you're going to see tomorrow. They're the guys that are making their way up the ladder. They're the guys trying to take my spot in the world of
professional
wrestling.
They're hungry.
They're very hungry.
And I'd also like to say the ladies as well. I mean, while we lost our ladies last year, we have restarted our female division, and we are going to re-debut it right here at Ferg's on the 9th. We have Nadia White versus Tracy Nix.
Tracy Nix, she's a bartender right down here in St. Pete's.
Really?
Works all over the St. Pete area down here. She's working right now. I don't remember the name of her.
I'll look up where Tracy works. But
Tracy's been a pro wrestler for about 4 years now. Very popular girl in the area.
I bet you don't call this the armpit of the earth to her.
Well, Tracy, she's too good to be here also. She should be somewhere else too. But this is where she's at right now. I'll move her out to Las Vegas one of these days.
But yeah, we have more than just guys. We've got guys. We got girls. We do not have the midget wrestling that you were referring to.
Hey! I got in trouble for that.
Oh, sorry.
Micro wrestling.
My apologies.
I put him up in a hotel.
Although,
and I met him and I went, hey, I kind of like this midget wrestling. And the guy stares at me. I'm like, dude, I'm old. And he goes, nah, I don't care if you call me midget. He goes, this is ridiculous.
Call a spade a spade, right?
Yeah, this PC world we live in. And then I got a hell of a deal on the rooms.
They only pay half price?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I mean, who you were against last show, Johnny, is kind of the closest as we can get to micro wrestling. We have one of our wrestlers who is a fireball, Danny Stratos, but I can't imagine.
Listen, I don't want to talk about this because he and Nadia cheated to win that match. All day that match
you
was mine.
You pulled Nadia White into the ring by her hair, flipped her over the top rope, and then she power
She's outside
you.
The ring distracting me. With that can of a butt she's got, talking all that smack. Of course I'm going to drag her in the ring. I got to teach
Why
her a
Why do you think she's
too.
Dressed like what that? You're stupid enough to be distracted.
He pulled her by the hair into the ring.
I was treated in a way a girl should be treated.
Fred Flintstone, bringing Wilma home.
That would explain the feet.
So, how do people get tickets?
Okay, so
what time is it on the 9th?
You guys want to come? It's on the 9th. Doors open at 6:30. First bell is at 8 p.m. You can get tickets on our website at ucwverse.com or if you follow any of Ferg's socials, you can find that they've been posting all about it there.
Oh, yeah.
We have flyers and posters all over downtown St. Pete as well, but UCWverse.com, and you can follow us on our socials at UCWverse.
Were you down here last week putting up some posters, walking around?
I was. I was down here walking around, meeting some of the fans, looking for some pretty ladies.
You walked right by me, obviously.
There weren't any, but, you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
I don't know, St. Pete. I think all of the pretty ladies and all of the really awesome people down here need to come out and show Johnny Walker that this isn't the armpit. This is actually heaven on the East Coast.
No, I said Tampa's the armpit. This is the pimple.
You got a lot to work with here.
I try not to work with him much, but honestly, I figured we needed a loudmouth to come on the radio.
Let me finish this up by saying something real simple.
He sure fit that role well.
I'm going to tell you a thing or two about a thing or two, because I know a thing about a thing or two, all right? And one of the things that I know is that UCW is the very best in the world, the very best in this state, the very best in this town, the very best in this city. Look at these guys over here.
You're pumping them up. Johnny Walker's pumping these guys up. They're doing, looks like they're going to do a quick 50 for you.
You think you know pro wrestling. You think you've seen pro wrestling. I promise you, you've never seen anything like this. This isn't just entertainment. This is an experience. Get your butt down here on May 9th.
And with that, we would love to have everybody come on down. It is family friendly as well, so all ages are welcome.
Family friendly?
He's not, but you know, we try to rate him in where we can. We have VIP tickets that you can get still on sale, where you get a bucket of beer, you get a UCW, you get UCW merchandise, you get your own wait staff. Front row tickets are still on sale, and I think we have some general admission still on sale. So UCWverse.com to get your tickets.
She's Hurricane Heather. I'm looking forward to it. I'll have to tolerate watching you, apparently. And we'll have
standing room only if he buys a ticket. I want him in the back.
My office is upstairs. I can be one of those cheaters that don't even pay for the ticket.
Don't worry about it, Mike. You come in, I'll let you in.
Thank you, dear.
I'll even give you a T-shirt.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for coming down, guys. Go around, walk around the bar, harass some of our customers, and thanks for coming down, man. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Mike. We'll see you on May 9th.
Doesn't that, hey, you got to go spandex today.
Go get some today.
Yeah, I'm expecting the spandex.
You and me, May 9th.
May 9th.
You and me, come on.
Sounds good. You can teach me a thing or two.
About a thing or two.
Exactly, yeah. Say that one more time.
What? That I know? I'm going to tell you a thing or two about a thing or two because I know a thing or two about a thing or two. And one of the things I know is that I'm greater than you.
I got to figure that out. He is Johnny Walker, and we're looking forward to the night down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Entertainment Center. And, of course, tonight we got a great concert, and that, of course, is at 5 o'clock out back. Looking forward to that as well. And Mac and the gang will be involved with that as well. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and you and I will wind up with some baseball.
Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Tampa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on a gorgeous day down here in downtown St. Pete. Come on down. There's a lot going on at Ferg's. Later today, but right now, if you want to catch a little NHL action, MLB, or NBA, come on down. And the last round of the, I think probably winding up right now, last round of the NFL draft. And it should be an interesting season for the Bucks as they picked up a center in the first round, a position that will help them tremendously with the weapons they have. Anyway, Ben Botham is alongside me, as Brad Richardson, Joe Geiger, and we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and of course, Shipyard Beer. I was there last night, had a wonderful meal, and of course, our good friends at Body Armor. I'm just looking really forward to the Prep Connection, the primetime preps, and our Prep Connection relationship for the 24-25 season. So you got some breaking news there. What's the breaking news there, Ben Botham?
Well, we were talking a little bit of football there. There's the draft going on, lots of prospects coming up. But talking about a little bit of college football, Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. He's getting it reinstated. The decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape.
Bravo. He deserves it.
Yeah, but does this mean that
Pete Rose
is on the deck?
Everything's getting soft
now. Shoeless Joe Jackson getting in there?
Well, you know my opinion. Definitely Pete Rose should be.
Yeah, Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall. So does Shoeless Joe. But, you know, it's you gamble on baseball, and Shohei Ohtani being one of those men, for some reason, is
we'll see what happens. You know, they've been trying to just brush that underneath the rug, if you haven't noticed that. There hasn't been a lot of conversation about it.
Certainly not.
But his irregardless of how innocent he is, he had knowledge. I don't care what you say.
You have to. That amount of money to be disappearing.
$16 million.
Maybe I'm just broke, and I notice when $5 gets pulled out of my account. But you know, $16 million.
Yeah, well, that kind of bank with his $600 million contract isn't that huge?
No, it's not. But still, that's a crap ton of money. I would not like seeing that go. But you know, in baseball history, this past week, 48 years ago, Rick Monday saved the flag that was on the field. I'm wearing a Cubs hat, so I figured I'd bring that up.
I saw Rick Monday play. Hey, by the way, I'm glad Jay Davis just came by. Got to do a shout-out to our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery for our golf tournament on May 23rd. And our friends at On the Job Carts LLC will have a cart at both of the par threes. And you can reach out to those guys, Tim and the gang, and mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection or On the Tee Florida. Just go to their Facebook page, and that's On the Job Carts LLC out of Plant. Go to their Facebook, and they've got all the options right now for the carts that they have. But you give them an idea of what you want, they'll find it. And you're not going to find any pricing like it. As I mentioned, you get 10% off. Mention On the Tee Florida or the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Just tell Tim that we sent you.
Yeah, there's some more news. Colorado Rockies are under federal investigation after
they should be for terrible ownership.
Well, this was after their hitting coach Hensley Mullins posted a video in the cockpit of the team's flight where
was that about?
It looks like they were like flying the plane. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know the rest of the backstory.
So I've been betting against the Rockies recently.
Yeah, because they're going down.
Yeah. And
my God, my son, you know, he goes to a lot of games out there, and I love that stadium. I've probably been to it, you know, half a dozen times at least. But I saw that story and I thought, so was it a picture of a Rocky sitting in the pilot seat?
No, it's the actual, it's I guess a coach or somebody. He's sitting in the cockpit. I got the video right there. And he's just kind of messing around, playing with buttons, moving the you know, the yoke of the plane. And
I wouldn't even let a clown sit here at this mixer I've got.
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead and screw up everything. We're on autopilot, but go ahead and play around with some of those buttons.
Yeah, that would freak me out. And also, we now have the oldest surviving MLB player at 100 years old, Mike. You guess who it is?
No, I don't know who
it'd be. Art Schalk of the New York Yankees. No, he's still alive. He celebrated his 100th birthday this week. He's now the oldest living Major League Baseball player.
Well, and the voice of the Yankees stepped down this week, I think he was 85 or 86.
85 years old. That's pretty good, Mike. You're catching up to him.
Yeah. No, I'm on hold. I'm going to get sick a year. So, As you take a look at this baseball season, we talked about it earlier. What are the biggest needs? And Joe can pipe into this. What are the biggest needs for the Rays if they're going to make any front office moves here during the season?
Pitching.
Yep.
You know, that's our main concern, I would say. We're still waiting on a lot of guys. A lot of guys are injured. Offense as well. We really need to start swinging the bats a little bit.
Everybody, you know, I was listening to the broadcast last night, and they kept saying the same thing. Pitching, but I can't remember which one of the duo chimed in and said, yeah, but take a look at our offense.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much offense right now.
No, there certainly is, and that's why we're hoping Josh Lowe brings that fire back to the offense. Hopefully he can kind of jumpstart it a little bit and get these guys hitting like they should. We're not a bad team, Mike. We really aren't. We got some quality guys, a lot of lesser-known guys, which is, you know, the standard for the Rays organization, but they're guys that can play the game and who are grinders, guys who want to get out there, play the game, and win some ball games, and I think we will.
And this is just kind of a recap of how life is, and you guys are all young now as I look back. Go back a year ago. The joy that we had right now a year ago with this organization, Randy Land had evolved. Everybody was on a high. If you turned on SportsCenter, it was a Rays story of some sort. It was a unique period. Of course, that went away. The balloon went out of that in June. But reality, in April and May last year, this organization was the talk of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'd rather our start so far this year, if it means that we don't have a June swoon. I would rather, much rather have that than have to deal with it. A team collapsing where we can see ourselves getting better throughout the season.
Not how you start, it's how you finish.
Correct. I mean,
we're going to finish and finally win a playoff game.
That's the great thing about baseball.
Except for optimism.
Mike. It's a long season, 162 games. There's a lot of opportunity for a team to turn things around. There's a lot of opportunity for teams to also collapse as well. I mean, we see the Orioles, they had to send back Jackson Holliday, and, you know, we don't
know.
Supposed
to be the face of the franchise eventually.
Eventually, yeah, but I mean, there's still guys. Ryan Mountcastle,
I love that kid.
Yeah, they're cloning these guys. It's unbelievable.
Hey, is Sugar Shane expected to return if we make into September?
I don't know about Sugar Shane. Do you know?
No, he's out for the year.
Definitely for the year.
Yeah.
Well, I remember earlier they said that potentially that could happen, but they weren't real positive.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be great to get back. Hopefully the Rays make some moves.
Tyler Glasnow would be great to get back.
Yes.
Back in Rays uniform.
I think they've freed up money now with the – I don't think that they're are paying Wander Franco anymore. I think finally been settled.
He earned his money. I'm kidding.
But I think that's finally been settled with him. So I think they've opened up a lot of money there as well.
Speaking of settling, he'll be settling a lot out of court is what Wander Franco's going to do.
Yeah, he ain't coming back to the U.S. Yeah,
no, he's not. Well, fellas, thanks very much. Another great show in the book. Bob Putnam, Jim Hart, Leo Fernandez was wonderful. Wyatt Ross, Baseball Ben Botham, Brad Richardson, of course, Joe Geiger, and, of course, the UCW Cats. That was very interesting. Man on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thank you for listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And, of course, Joel Bordeaux there at Radio St. Pete. Wishing you and your families a fabulous week.